I don't listen to Ghanaian radio much. Are we serious? We eat and drink politics. Turn on radio. Here there's no political vacation. From the time a vote is cast to the time the next vote is cast, we argue politics morning, afternoon, evening. Check all your radio top shows, all the top talk shows. Take politics out, they have nothing to talk about again. I won't even say take politics out. Take NPP and ND. Just say this morning, no NPP, no NDC. There'll be no conversation. Because we can't even think beyond two parties. We can't think any ideas. We can't think solutions. And we drive ourselves into this abyss of hopelessness. I don't listen to Ghanaian radio much. I will listen maybe for 15 minutes and shut off. Because it's very depressing. It will contaminate your soul. I don't watch Ghanaian TV much. I watch a little 1, 2, 3. I say, oh, nothing has changed. Go back. I'll watch animals. I'll watch cheetah. I'll watch lion. I'll watch antelope. Oh, yeah. I'll watch antelope anytime. I'll watch cheetahs anytime. I'll watch giraffes anytime. Because at least they will tell me how to hunt. How to get your goal. How to avoid being eaten. I will learn that from the antelope. At least. I'll come back inspired to say nobody will eat me. But you watch Ghanaian radio, TV. And you wonder, are we still here? The mediocrity, the excellence that we used to have has all gone down. Instead of raising this bar higher, we've lowered it and lowered it. And every time we lower it, lower and lower and lower and lower. And we have huge problems. I don't mind if Americans don't talk about serious things. And the British decide to joke. But we have no choice. What kind of joke? Because we are in a mess.